Good evening, tire truckers everywhere, and welcome to a special edition of Hudden Orbital News. We're in a party mood, so that means that's why I'm not pressing buttons correctly. It's just too much vodka. So welcome aboard! I'm Dick Chafing.
I'm Rudolf Hucker, and my chafing is now under control.
And I'm Mike Oxlong, and mine is a little raw.
I'm Flossie, and my joints are well lubricated.
And I'm just tired.
Hutton boffins go on the hunt for the heart of the hot pit.
Conclusions drawn as recreational probing completes.
Untidy tady to be clean by Friday.
All thrust and no swivel, a mamba ramba ding dong over specs.
As Hutton commanders shout obscenities at the Pleiades, we find out if Tharg the Mighty even cares.
Norm is talking about her diddly-doo-ahs again.
And Lou's not getting that deep tissue massage he asked for.
With the soon-to-be-released updates to the Galactic Influence Charts, Hutton admin teams have been sifting reams of paperwork to try and find out exactly where their Hot Pit team have been hiding. The secret lair of the Hot Pit team is such a closely guarded secret that, to date, no one actually knows where it is. Keen-eyed commanders have narrowed their search to a number of rocky planets with active volcanism. After word appeared in no fewer than 1,000 in-system messages over the last 6 days. They're scouring calderas, staring into fumarole rolls, and probing their way through obsidian piles in the hopes that the team can be found in time for everyone to know what they're doing when the galactic servers come back online. If anyone sees the missing team members or locates their secret lair, complete with Lava Lake, Shark Tank, Fonking Big Laser, and of course the obligatory Ginger Cat, please let Alvin know, as he doesn't like having places he doesn't know about on the books. Or, especially, off them.
Hutton's Recreational Science Division, fresh from their study into the effects of onion head on the brain of an average trucker, have released their latest peer-reviewed paper, entitled Is Exercise Bad For You? The first page says in Comic Sans 128-point text, just one word. Yes. The second page says, we really mean it. Yes. After testing on a number of guinea pigs over the weekend, Hutton can conclude that excess exercise leads to weight gain, pain, excessive sweating and damage to genitalia due to impact, compression, and too much vigorous rubbing. Other side effects include sleeping far too little, panting a lot, and inexcusably inappropriate tight clothing. In a control test, a further set of guinea cows were allowed to sit in a comfy chair for 15 hours straight, staring at a screen and chattering to people, and they suffered none of the consequences previously mentioned. In conclusion, Hutton's official advice is that exercise is bad.
There have been calls this week for a clean-up operation in the Majek system after one particularly precipitous peak was fly-tipped with a number of hundreds of smashed scarabs. The perpetrators of this pernicious pile of past-their-sell-by-date vehicles are currently unknown, but local station suppliers have reported that gin supplies and ginster's pasties are in remarkably short supply, and the local plumbing appears to have taken a turn for the worse. Hutton, helpful people that we are, have agreed to send over a clean-up crew and salvage all of the bits and add them to the piles of scrap that get turned into mugs, because that's what we do. And of course, we had nothing to do with them leaving them all there in the first place. Definitely not, not us at all, no.
The usual controversy over new ship models reared its ugly hooded head this week, as the leaked mambas were found and then sold on the black market to commanders. With a design reminiscent of nothing more than a pair of big thrusters attached to a cockpit and a big gun, the Mamba is said to have more thrust than Saturn V, more boost than a petrol station forecourt, and more jet power than an old episode of Gladiators. Unfortunately, as with 20th century American muscle cars, when it comes to going anywhere but straight, it's about as useful as a top-heavy Wild West wagon with one wheel in a rut trying to take a corner round a cliff edge. Yes, as long as the ship's target is in front and not moving at all, it's likely to be toast. But the full flight assist off is going to be required to reverse park it anywhere smaller than a moon.
Good evening, truckers! Atris 5060 reporting in from Cannon with the latest intel on the Thargoid menace. I also have for you this week the latest update on those truly mad space haulers working over in Project IDA. Well, it's been another hard week in the fight against the Thargoids with the loss of two more stations. Oh dear. Both Cassantev, Dark and Dolores, and Quaglia, Dark and Oron, were attacked, while in Petit, Ring, and Fascius was successfully defended. If you're not sure what I said, it doesn't matter. Two went boom, one did not. Once more, independent commanders are urged to head over to both damaged stations to assist in the evacuation of civilians and animals. Leaders from Excalibur Arms and Munitions and Dolores Central Solutions, who control Oraon and Dolores respectively, have promised pilots good pay if they assist with the evacuation. Yay! The Pilots Federation has asked any rescue vehicles inbound to assist in the evacuation of both stations to drop off basic medicines and evacuation shelters at the rescue ships in each system. Now, last week, Cannon Boffins were on hold with Aegis tech support over a malfunctioning Eagle Eye satellite, waiting for the third target to be determined. Fortunately, a commander who happened to drop out on the transmitter located outside targeted stations discovered the third target by accident, which ended up being Quaglia, Doc, and Oron. When contacted for a statement regarding this breakdown in the Eagle Eye system, Aegis simply replied with, "Your call is important to us. Please hold while an operator becomes available." Luckily, Eagle Eye is working properly this week. The Thargoid's new targets for this week are Yang Hub in Ross 129, Hook Gateway in LSS 6187, and Goddard Hub in HR 3499. Leaders from each of the respective controlling factions have urged combat pilots to come to their aid. Help us, they said. Commanders participating in the defense of these systems are strongly urged to update their onboard ship computers with LCU's No Fool Like One's USS Survey Suite to record the number of kills in each system. The program suite is available through Cannon, so please get in touch with your local Cannon rep to get access. Project IDA is glad to report that repairs on Lumen Legacy in HIP 16753 are nearly complete. The station needs an additional 138,544 tons of beryllium and 119,075 of synthetic fabrics to be brought back online. Unfortunately, Project IDA is sad. Oh dear. To report that with the attacks on Cassantev Dock and Quaglia Dock, the number of stations in need of repair is now 32. All truckers interested in hauling to repair the damaged stations should access Project IDA's communication hub to coordinate their efforts. Now, your mission this week, truckers, should you choose to accept it, which we all know you will be to defend Ross 129, LHS 618 Shivrin, and HR 3499. Good luck out there, commanders. For the mug!
Firstly, I must apologise to anyone who attempted to follow my instructions last week. Apparently, due to a slight mispronunciation, what I asked for was highly illegal in a number of systems and has resulted in quite a few commanders requiring the application of soothing creams to some very delicate regions. Anyway, this week, I've not really got a clue what needs doing, as I got stuck up a volcano for a few days and had no access to the necessary information. We did have a fantastic view of Hutton Space from the top though, and as nothing was on fire, I suggest you all carry on as normal and check the dailies on the interwebs. The same advice stands for Colonia, although our view was a little less clear as there were some clouds of sulphurous steam obscuring the view. Commander Evenstar assures me these were venting from the volcano, but that doesn't explain why they were still there after we'd been rescued and were safely in the T9. Over to Norma and her lovely pair of CGs.
Two CGs this week. Alalbis Holdings has placed an open order for some rare goods to be delivered to Polyakov Orbital in the Alalbis system. They've also placed a kill order on all ships on their wanted list to protect traders delivering goods. More about that later.